A shrill whistle announced their departure as the engine began to huff and puff. The front car lurched almost immediately after the train had begun to roll. It gave a hard tug to the car behind it as the couplers were pulled together tightly. So the next car was jolted into movement, and each car following in succession, until eventually the entire train was clacking along the tracks, picking up speed. The whistle whined as if to bid farewell, while the westbound train continued to gather speed and momentum. Aboard her crowded cars was the last of 14 trainloads of passengers headed to San Francisco, where they would represent the state of Ohio at the 1896 Christian Endeavor Conference. In fact, Ohio was sending one of the largest delegations to the conference that year. So the state delegation leader prepared a special gift to be presented by the Ohio representatives. Actually, he had not personally prepared the surprise, but he had initiated its development by another whom the chairman felt was more talented in the required skill. The presentation was a song written especially for the occasion, honoring the convention and the Christian Endeavor's founder. It was a marvelous success. In fact, it was received better than the authors had originally anticipated. And although the words were not appropriate for church singing, having been specifically designed for the convention, the tune was both singable and worthy of further use. Following the conference, the author